This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Mexico is by no means the only place on earth where public corruption runs rampant. Visit New Jersey sometime. But it was a stunning headline the other day that 93% of drivers in Mexico's largest state think their traffic cops are corrupt. To help fix that, the new strategy is to have only women issue tickets. And public corruption is being attacked on many fronts in Mexico. Leon Krause is anchor for Univision's KMEX-TV in Los Angeles and a longtime journalist on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border. Great to talk to you, Leon.
Thank you, David. My pleasure.
So what, Twitter and other social media as an anti-corruption device?
Well, yes. Turns out a Twitter hashtag has become one of the country's best tools against petty corruption and influence peddling. Recently, the daughter of the head of Profeco, which is Mexico's consumer protection agency, tried to use her father's influence to get a table at this particularly crowded restaurant in Mexico City, a very popular place. And when the owners didn't bow to her demands, she threatened to call her powerful father and close the place down. And incredibly, and this is Mexico after all, she did. She summoned some agents from Profeco, who then proceeded to close the restaurant. But the interesting thing is that social media saved the day, labeling the girl Lady Profeco. And this is the hashtag, Lady.
Well, I had to ask you, why are they using this English term, Lady, for these type of tweets?
Well, it started when a couple of women were caught on video verbally abusing a couple of cops in Polanco, this particularly posh Mexican neighborhood. This video was uploaded to YouTube under the name The Ladies of Polanco. Twitter went crazy, and the Twitter community drove the government of Mexico City to pursue legal action against these so-called ladies. And then the moniker lady or gentleman used in front of the place where something happened or whatever became this hashtag. And now it's used widely in Mexico every time someone catches someone peddling influence or just acting in a corrupt way.
So with social media, just about everyone with a computer connection or a smartphone can help look out for corruption or even bad behavior.
Yeah, it turns out in Mexico it's better to avoid being labeled a lady or a gentleman. And it has its funny side, but also I think its admirable side in a country where corruption costs the country around, like $60 billion, according to recent studies. And, for example, another quick piece of information, 44% of companies with operation in Mexico admit to giving out bribes to public officials. So we do need these sort of resources to fight corruption, and social media has done wonders for the country in this regard.
Leon Krause, Univision anchor and journalist in Los Angeles. Leon, let's talk again soon if we can.
Thank you, David. My pleasure.